Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A huge victory for legitimate marriage as the Alabama Supreme Court orders probate judges to cease issuing counterfeit and illegal same-sex marriage licenses. Hi, I'm Matt Barber. Joining me in studio is Daniel Schmidt, litigation counsel with Liberty Counsel. Daniel, this is a tremendous victory. Liberty Counsel had filed with the Alabama Supreme Court requesting that they halt the illegal issuance of marriage licenses in that state. The Supreme Court of Alabama responded in a 7-1 decision affirming natural marriage, has ordered Alabama's probate judges to immediately stop issuing illegal marriage licenses to same-sex couples in that state, and really has stood their ground against this rogue federal judge in the state of Alabama, who issued an order just applying to one probate judge. So this is a huge deal, isn't it?
It is a huge deal, and so huge, in fact, that it takes marriage all the way back since time began, really. The opinion is so historical, and it is so well-researched. It traces the history of marriage all the way through, really back to creation, when God said, when he pulled woman out of the rib of Adam and, said it is good for these and designed the institution of marriage. He made man in the image of God, and in the image of God, he created male and female. So really, this decision traces all the way back to creation and really historical in its impact, and it couldn't be understated how important it was, that's for sure.
Well, in its decision, the Alabama Supreme Court said, quote, "It could not be clear that the public, the people of Alabama, have an interest in the respondent's faithful compliance with Alabama's marriage laws." Reinforcing the point, the court added, "It is beyond question that the duty to issue marriage licenses only in accordance with Alabama law is a duty owed to the public for its benefit. The failure to perform that duty damages the framework of law and institutions the people have chosen for themselves." Boy, that's very well said. Later on in the decision, they really just dismantle Judge Grenade, the federal judge who engaged in judicial activism to try to force. Really, her ruling only applied to one probate judge, yet she didn't stop all the other probate judges from around the court from lobbing onto that, latching onto it to illegally issue same-sex marriage licenses. So the Alabama Supreme Court has remedied that decision, has stood up for the rule of law in Alabama. The media is of course, going berserk over this, but this is a very important scaling back. We're getting back to the rule of law in a nation that is now engaging in federal judicial activism and, frankly, lawlessness.
That's correct, and rightly so, the court pointed out that what's at stake here is not just, these are not just small issues, but they said it's really the entire edifice of family law in the state of Alabama, and we would say more so, really, since marriage is the fundamental institution of society. It is the bedrock institution. That's what's at stake. But they go through this long edifice, and why they were saying that the why they have such an interest in the faithful compliance with the law is because it really is their entire edifice. And so the family goes all the way back, as we were saying just a moment ago, to the beginning of creation, really. And it goes through and it dismantles not just Judge Grenade's order, but it goes through Windsor. It starts to just really dismantle the whole concept of why we have gotten where we've gotten. And it has been, as you said, judicial activism, a violation of the rule of law, and really just a completely circular reasoning, as the opinion points out, that this is, they presume that the fundamental right includes the right to marry someone of the same sex without really even acknowledging that there has been a change in the definition of that,
right,
in their own reasoning. So it's completely circular, which we have been saying all along. But it's also, the fundamental right has never included all of the cases they cite, Loving and all the rest of them. All of those were premised on a fundamental right to marry someone of the opposite sex.
Which is what marriage is and always has been.
Yes,
right,
since the beginning of time. And so really, this opinion just dismantles all of the logic, and the victory was indeed great.
Well, it's the most comprehensive, most well-reasoned argument and decision that has been issued in all of the decisions, federal or state, across the country, frankly. It's right up there with the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, tremendous ruling. But they pointed out here that, it's Orwellian what we're seeing happen here. They take the definition of marriage, ascribe a completely new, heretofore unimaginable definition that includes people of the same sex, something which in its very nature or its unnature breaks the institution of marriage. It is not marriage. By definition, they redefine marriage and then use circular argument. The court said here what Judge Grenade, referring to the federal judge who engaged in activism, has done is to declare an entirely new concept of, quote, marriage, a fundamental right under the guise of the previously understood meaning of that institution. It is plainly and simply circular reasoning. It assumes the conclusion of the matter, i.e. that marriage is newly defined, is a fundamental right, is the premise of the question without acknowledging that a change of terms has occurred. Very well stated. They also point out here that, quote, restricting, contemplating the issuance of marriage licenses only to opposite-sex couples do not violate the United States Constitution. That's a quote.
That's correct. And the court defines it as the federal judiciaries in all of their opinions that they have been issuing here. They term it sleight of hand and say that this is really just a charade that has been going on. We have stepped past what marriage always was to try to impose just a judge-made activist opinion on what they want it to be, not what it is, and have used sleight of hand to do it, have misread the cases that have long recognized, even the Supreme Court itself of the United States recognized it. This is no federal issue. The federal courts have no jurisdiction here, and the states were properly the source of family law and the definitions of marriage, even though we would say rightly so. I think they have no power to redefine marriage
right.
More than what it is. There is no other definition. You can say what you will. The definition is one man, one woman. And it's nice to see the Supreme Court of Alabama recognizing that inherent truth, that it is one man and one woman and always will be.
People will say otherwise, but what we're seeing here is the Supreme Court of Alabama is actually exercising judicial restraint. They are actually applying the law, applying the federal constitution, applying the state constitution of Alabama. They are engaging in respect for and properly applying the rule of law, whereas these other courts are just, they're engaging in textbook judicial activism here. They're leading by example. I hope other state courts will follow suit. We need to see other courts do exactly what Alabama has done in these other states where federal judges, you know, the Supreme Court ruled on that there is no federal question on marriage in the Baker v. Nelson case back in the 70s. That is still good law. That stands, as the Sixth Circuit pointed out. So I hope other courts will follow suit.
Yeah, let's pray they do, Matt. And let's pray that this is just the opening salvo, as it were, to stem the tide of the onslaught of this federal activism and this federal circular reasoning and the sleight of hand that the Alabama Supreme Court has pointed out here. And let's pray this is just the opening shot in the battle to push back against the wave that seems to have turned against us, and may God grant us favor in that fight.
Well, amen. I couldn't agree more. And folks, I encourage you to go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Read the ruling. Read Liberty Counsel's Liberty Alert. Read the press release. It'll really enlighten you as to how judges are supposed to respond and enact and engage in the rule of law. Go to lc.org to learn more. This is a tremendous victory, not only for Liberty Counsel. This is a tremendous victory for marriage and a tremendous victory for the rule of law. Again, go to lc.org to learn more. Liberty Counsel is standing on the front lines. There is a dwindling remnant of people who are willing to to stand up against this LGBT juggernaut that seems to crush the institution of natural marriage, that is using that as a weapon against religious liberty. We see it happening in states that now recognize this counterfeit notion of marriage, where they're using it as a hammer against individuals' free speech rights, religious liberties. People are actually losing their jobs, their businesses. Liberty Counsel is standing in the gap, is defending these individuals, and is defending the institution of marriage, a tremendous victory in the state of Alabama. Judge Roy Moore recused himself. He wasn't even involved in this decision. We need Justice Ginsburg and Justice Elena Kagan, who have actually overseen so-called same-sex marriages. They need to recuse themselves. Go to lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.